Another change in technology that I remember is the introduction of the compact disc, or CD. As a child, I listened to classical records with my parents on their stereo system. When I was older, I listened to rock music on the radio. And with money I got on my 12th birthday, I bought my first album. It was a record, not a CD. A few years after that, when I was about 18 and had a large collection of records, I bought my first CD and CD player. I learned that a CD has a clearer sound than a record does. But a Japanese friend of mine, who's a big fan of rock and jazz music, thinks that, in general, music sounds better on records than on CDs. My friend and I have sons who have been friends for many years. The two boys like music, but rarely listen to CDs. They usually download music from the internet. New technology has made many things in our lives more eco-friendly and convenient, including the electronics we use at home, the equipment we use at schools to help us teach and learn, and the ways we communicate with each other. So I'm happy to have a computer with a larger and brighter screen for writing essays. But if I want to improve the quality of the essays, the computer won't help me much. I'll have to work harder.